Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the enormous universe around our extremely small planet. As usual, we connect with Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, our beautiful ringed giant Saturn continues to put on a dazzling celestial display until it sets at around about 9:44 p.m. Now, our moon will be approaching the full moon phase this week, making stargazing here in the islands a little challenging due to the intense light from the sun that is reflected by its surface.
No amount of looking with the naked eye would discover the binary star system that they've been looking at on the Mauna Kea summit.
That's right. This week, it's a bizarre discovery from the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope, or the CFHT as it's known on the mountain. A young PhD student using the telescope has discovered two massive stars in the Epsilon Lupi star system. These two stars are locked together in a gravitational and magnetic embrace. It's a type of star system we call a binary star.
And that means those are two suns, basically?
Two massive suns orbiting very close together. In fact, most star systems in the galaxy are composed of binary star systems, and sometimes even triple or quadruple star systems.
Sort of like in Star Wars, in the very first one, when
That's right.
Luke is out in the desert with that cool gizmo he used to drive around in, and they've got multiple suns.
Yeah, and we've actually found a star system that looks pretty much like Tatooine from Star Wars.
Tell us more about the discoveries that they made.
Well, at first glance, they appear to be normal binary stars. As you said, just two stars orbiting one another. But what astronomers didn't expect to find were that these stars have interacting magnetic fields.
And the magnetic field originates how?
Well, weirdly, only around 2% of binary stars have magnetic fields, so this is quite unusual.
Is there anything weird going on with the magnetic field?
There is indeed, actually. This magnetic embrace of the two stars is actually causing them to be locked in a death spiral. So what's happening is the magnetic field is slowing down the orbits of the stars, and in the long term, they will eventually spiral into one another.
And that's going to be a big fireworks show that we can expect in how many millions of years? Or
it's going to be a long time. Okay. I certainly won't be around to see it.
Well, you never know, Christopher. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.